Grow houses are where homegrown marijuana operations are set up. They're usually owned by one person and rented by another to use as a greenhouse for growing pot. Under current Florida law, growers can be charged as traffickers only if they grow more than 300 plants. But a new law that two Florida Republicans plan on introducing in the legislature next year would require only 25 plants to trigger a trafficking charge. The bill, called the Marijuana Grow House Eradication Act, would also create a new penalty for those who live in or are the caretakers of marijuana grow houses. It's being strongly supported by Florida Attorney General Bill McCollum.
Well, we're now seeing in Florida hydroponically grown marijuana in these houses, these private homes. Organized crime is largely doing this. They may have 25 or 30 homes at one time. They're growing plants that go all the way to the ceiling, and they produce a very special variety of marijuana that's 10, maybe 20 times stronger than what you're historically aware of, what might be grown out in the field, or maybe what your parents or grandparents were used to years ago. And this is, we've been told by the DEA, Department of, you know, the Drug Enforcement Administration, that Florida is the primary source now of this strong, very, very desirable and very expensive marijuana all the way up to New York City on the east coast of the United States.
McCollum says that such plants are worth as much as $4,000 a piece when fully mature and can be grown four times a year.
It's a huge, big business thing, and with the sophistication of organized criminals, they know that if they get under the 100-plant threshold of the federal government, at least, they're not going to be prosecuted, or they're not going to be at least given trafficking. They're not going to be given long periods of time in prison. And so they've been growing. We find them, the sheriffs all over Florida, with maybe 90 or 95 plants at a time. But we need to really be able to sock it to these folks. This is dangerous stuff, bad stuff, and it's a hugely difficult thing for our law enforcement community right now.
Bruce Merkin is with the Marijuana Policy Project based in San Francisco. He calls the proposed bill another exercise in futility.
The federal and state governments have been doing so-called marijuana eradication campaigns since Nixon was president. And the end result was, as of late 2006, marijuana was the number one cash crop in the United States. And the federal government, the Justice Department, actually just issued a report last week demonstrating that these so-called eradication campaigns are what actually have driven the increase in indoor grow operations in Florida and California. This is like squeezing a balloon. You squeeze one end and the other end expands.
Merkin says the only way to deal with such a popular drug like pot is to regulate its production, like the government does with beer and wine. The legislation comes on the heels of an ordinance passed in Denver earlier this month that legalizes possession of up to an ounce of marijuana. Bruce Merkin from the Marijuana Policy Project said such efforts spread beyond Denver.
There are a total of 11 states that have so-called decriminalization laws, that is, personal marijuana possession is treated as essentially an expensive traffic ticket. There generally isn't a formal arrest and booking. There isn't jail time. And a number of other cities have done actions similar to Denver, where they've told their local police to make it a lowest priority, including Seattle, Oakland, and San Francisco, California, and some places you wouldn't expect, like Missoula County, Montana.
Critics of the war on drugs say the new proposal will only fill Florida's jail cells with more people without making a dent on the demand for the drug. But Attorney General Bill McCollum says this law will go after the big sellers, not individuals possessing small amounts of marijuana.
We're not talking about small quantities of marijuana or personal use. We're talking about major organized criminal enterprises. You're talking about thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars worth, and you're talking about what we're going to do for racketeering in our state. Now, this is a big business we're dealing with. We're not dealing with somebody who's growing something in their backyard for their personal use or their neighbor's use. That's far, far different from that. And we're talking about marijuana that's so much stronger than what people are used to, with much more chemical potency and the potential for schizophrenia and all kinds of other things that lead on to harder drugs getting into the hands of our kids.